أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلها، فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة ليسوءوا وجوهكم وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليتبروا ما عذوا تتبيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had warned Banu Israel when they were allowed to enter Jerusalem and occupy the land of Palestine, that if they were to resort to the disobedience of Allah azza wa jal, and if they were going to fail in their fulfillment of the commandments of Allah, Allah ta'ala will send over them an enemy and a people of great might who will destroy them and who will expel them from the land of Palestine, for they do not deserve to reside in that land while engaged in the disobedience of Allah. And we spoke of how the situation in Al-Quds, in the land of Palestine, and with regards to Masjid Al-Aqsa, the situation and the condition of that land depends upon the condition of the Ummah. And a perfect example is when you look at the Kaaba, when Abraha came with his army of elephants to try and destroy the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took it upon himself to protect the Kaaba by sending an army of birds that dropped pebbles onto the army of Abraha and completely destroyed the army of Abraha, even though the people of Makkah were involved in the worst type of crime and sin. Because the preservation of the Kaaba does not depend upon the condition of the Ummah. But the other Qibla, Masjid al-Aqsa, its preservation will depend upon the condition of the people who are allowed to act as its custodians and its guardians. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how the first, Allah says there'll be two occasions when you will go against the commandments of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send an army against you that will annihilate you. So we spoke of the first incident when Bukhtanasar, the king of Babylon, came and he launched an attack against the people of Jerusalem, the Jews. He then captured many of them. He stole the treasures that were kept over there in Al-Quds, in the land of Al-Quds, and he took it all to Babylon. Then years later, Allah Ta'ala, because they changed their conditions and they improved their lives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the king of Persia to wage a war against Bukhtanasar, the king of Babylon. And he then destroyed the empire of Bukhtanasar. He released the Banu Israel from the clutches of Bukhtanasar, and he had them returned back to Jerusalem, and they lived a life of obedience. Allah Ta'ala blessed them with wealth. Allah Ta'ala blessed them with position. Allah Ta'ala blessed them with power, so long as they lived their lives within the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. But then, once again, they went back to their old ways. And Allah Ta'ala teaches every one of us, the Ummah, Allah says, in ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum. If you do good, you do good for your own self. Every deed that you perform has a consequence. A good deed, there'll be favorable consequences. Bad deeds, unfavorable consequences. Allah says, if you do good, the consequences of those good deeds will reach you. It will come back to you. You live a life of contentment. You live a life of peace. You live a life of authority. Do good and remain in the obedience of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is for your own good. Wa in asa'tum, and if you do bad, and if you commit sins, and if you do evil, falaha, then too its consequences will come back to you. So the bad deed also, its consequences will come back to you. You live a life of depression. You live a life of anxiety. You live a life bereft of peace and contentment. Why? As a result of the sin in which a person finds himself. Now Allah speaks of the second occasion. So that was the first occasion when Bukhtanasar completely annihilated them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to come back to the land of Jerusalem and occupy the land. Allah says, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. Then came the promise and the appointed time of the second occasion. Allah says there will be two such occasions. Right? So once again they were living a life of prosperity while they were within the obedience of Allah. Then they lived a life of disobedience. Allah sent another powerful army against them, and this was the Caesar. the king of the Roman Empire. He came and he invaded Palestine and the land of Jerusalem. On this occasion, Allah says, لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ, we sent a force against you in the form of the Caesar, so that he could make your faces look bad. In other words, disgrace you completely. لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ, he made your faces turn ugly. In other words, he completely disgraced you. وَلِيَدْخُلُ الْمَسْجِدَ, they entered the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that group and that force, كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, just as the former army and the former group entered the masjid, that was Bukhtanasr and his forces. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَكْبِيرًا, and they completely destroyed, totally destroyed whatever they had taken power over. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says for a second time, completely the masjid was raised to the ground and it was reduced to rubble. And the land of Palestine, the land of Jerusalem, was completely destroyed. Allah says, عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يَرْحَمَكُمْ, if Allah wishes, hopefully, perhaps, maybe Allah Ta'ala can show you mercy. Allah Ta'ala can show you mercy. But here's the principle. With regards to Masjid Al-Aqsa, Allah teaches us, إِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا, if you go back to that, if you go back to this, we go back to that. That's the principle. You will go back to disobedience, we will go back to allowing you to suffer. So until the condition of the ummah does not improve, the situation, no matter what engagements take place, no matter what protests take place, I'm not saying we should not protest, I'm not saying we should not become active, we should. Activism is one of the qualities and attributes of a believer. To respond and to react. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, we are one body. We are one body. When one body suffers, the entire body will react towards that suffering. We must react and we must express our disapproval of what happens in Palestine or in Kashmir or any other part of the world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us the principle, until we don't decide to change our lives and change ourselves as an ummah, as an ummah, if there's no improvement, then the situation and the condition in that part of the land will not improve. Allah says, in عُدْتُمْ, if you go back to this, that is the disobedience of Allah, عُدْنَا, we'll go back to that. We will once again allow the condition and the situation to deteriorate. وَجَعَلْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ حَصِيرًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have made Jahannam a prison for the disbelievers. May Allah grant us the understanding.